One year after the pandemic threw the entertainment industry into disarray, broadcasters like ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, along with media companies like Discovery and Warner Media, have now released their plans for the fall TV season and beyond. A lot of favorites like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, This Is Us, and Black-ish will be airing their final seasons, and Don Cheadle will be starring in a remake of The Wonder Years. For more now, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
It's been a rough year for network television. Tell me what struck you about the new shows announced for the fall.
That's for sure. You know, the broadcast networks in particular, I think, were trying to show that they still have creative and decent programming and that they haven't been knocked off the media chessboard by the pandemic. But what struck me about it is that we're seeing a lot of stuff that we've seen before, a ton of police procedurals and crime dramas, not very much comedy, both NBC and Fox. Have fall schedules that don't have any comedies on them.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned in your introduction, some really well-known and acclaimed series are going to have one final season, including Brooklyn Nine-Nine, This Is Us, and Black-ish over the next TV season.
So what's up with that? The right time to end these shows? Have they run their course, or what's the reasoning there?
I think that's exactly it, particularly with a show like This Is Us. It makes sense to me that after six seasons, they would say, you know, we've told all the stories we can tell about this family before it starts to get ridiculous. Mm. And Black-ish, I think if you've watched that show on ABC, it's a great pioneering TV show, but it also has been on for a long time and has run its course. And knowing that they're going to go off in a year gives them a chance to build towards a great finale, and it makes room for what may be more vital programming next year, hopefully.
Well, let's talk about that. The Wonder Years on ABC is on the fall lineup, and this one's getting a lot of buzz. Don Cheadle is starring here. It'll be set in 1968, features a black family. Here's a clip.
It's the little things that you remember all your life. Your first hit. Your first kiss, the first time your dad lets you know that he sees you. Well, I still hadn't had the other two, but boy, did that third one feel good.
Eric, what else do you know about this show?
What's interesting to me and what it says, I think, about this moment is that there are a lot of networks that are trying to do better on diversity and not just talking about white characters. So on the one hand, you have these cop procedurals, which, you know, tend to be white-centered and aren't necessarily talking about the subjects that people of color care about. And then you've got these other dramas and comedies that are featuring people of color. So it'll be interesting to see a TV season featuring both of these kinds of shows.
Well, during the pandemic, droves of people picked up services like Netflix and HBO Max and Disney Plus. And as you mentioned, broadcast TV has really been lagging in this area, of course, behind streaming. Is there anything in the new TV lineup that you think would attract new audiences to traditional network broadcasters?
You know, I hate to be a downer, but my job as a critic is to be honest. And what I see here is a lot of retrenchment. I see a lot of stuff that's just permutations of things that we've seen before and not a lot of risk taking. And what we saw happen over the last year or so is that these big media companies like NBC Universal, Warner Media, Disney have all aligned themselves so that they're focused on creating content for their streaming platforms. And so the broadcast networks kind of are no longer the bells of the ball. So I think now is the time for broadcast TV to prove that it has a constituency and to prove that it has value. But judging by what I saw from this upfront, there's nobody taking a big swing to come up with something really creative. And ultimately, I think they may still continue to see audience declines that along the level that we've seen in the past.
So, Eric, what are you most looking forward to then in this fall lineup?
Well, I do have to say I am really interested in this Wonder Years series because I'm a huge fan of Don Cheadle, and I'm a huge fan of the idea of rethinking old concepts to see if you can mine new ways to talk about them. You know, Dick Wolf, this guy is amazing. This is the guy who's the executive producer who's in charge of Law & Order, and he also developed the FBI franchise for CBS. He has something like 9 shows that are going to be on the fall schedule. There's going to be a new Law & Order that's focused on defense attorneys, which I'm interested in seeing. And CBS is also doing something where they're bringing back CSI. And so I'm interested to see what they will do with these characters who all presumably have aged. You know, a few interesting things that I'm looking for in a fall season that is mostly not very inspiring.
Well, we'll look forward to it. And I must say, after this year, I do need a comedy, Eric. I do need a comedy.
You might have to look to streaming for that. I hear there's a show called Friends that is doing some kind of reunion on HBO Max. So you might want to check that out. That's all I'm saying.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.